Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
Sanharam bhaskaram hadim bhuskai demu hadim bhuskai demu kem bhuskai demu Sanharam bhaskaram hadim bhuskai demu hadim bhuskai demu kem bhuskai demu hadisida We are covered by the blood of Jesus' power. Nobody can harm us in the name of Jesus. Oh, then manifest your power. Oh God, my Lord, I manifest your power. Come down, manifest your power. Jesus Christ, come down, manifest your power.
Come down,
manifest your power. Holy Ghost, come down, manifest your power.
We thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
Have your way.
Have your way.
My life, Lord.
Have your way.
Have your way.
Have your power.
Oh, Lord.
Have your way.
Have your
way. Oh, Lord.
My family. Have your way.
Have your way, Lord.
My city and their family. Have your way.
Have your way,
house, Lord.
Have
your way.
Oh,
Lord.
Have your way.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh, Lord. Have your way.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to use the first couple of minutes to share some word of God of prayer, and then I'm going to hand over to my mother to share with us whatever God lays in our heart today. Yes, like I promised in the last night, I said we're going to be talking about what Jesus did on the cross. What Jesus did on the cross. Now we are approaching the Easter period. We are approaching Easter now, very close. And a lot of people still don't know what Jesus did on the cross. A lot of people are still very ignorant of what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. What Jesus did. I personally want to go beyond the fact that Jesus came to save us. Salvation is number one. Number one item is salvation. He shall save his people from their sins. That was already prophesied before Jesus was born. He shall save his people from their sins. So basically, the number one item that Jesus did on the cross was to provide us salvation. Following that is redemption. And I like using the word redemption because it explains the totality of what Jesus accomplished for us on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago. I like to use the word redemption. The redemptive works of Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross. And as we said before, redemption means to buy back. To buy back. And then I use the illustration. I said, in the days of slavery, you bought a slave, you own a slave, you put a mark on the slave, you put a mark on the body of the slave, showing that this slave belongs to Mr. So-and-so and so. So everybody knows that this slave belongs to, this slave is the property of so-and-so person. Now, if you want to redeem that slave, if you want to take back that person from that slave, from that slavery, you have to pay amount that the slave owner paid. Maybe at that time, maybe let's say the slave was bought with $20. Considering the time, it was those days. Now you want to take that slave from slavery. You will pay that $20 to the person who bought the slave, who owned the slave, the original owner. And then the original owner of the slave will now say, all right, so it's all over. You are no longer a slave. You have been paid for. So I'm releasing you from slavery. You are no longer a slave. And so this new person takes the slave away into freedom. That is redemption, to die back. Die back. That is what Jesus did on Golgotha Hill, on Calvary prayed. And he said, Christ has redeemed us. See Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. He said, Christ has redeemed. He used the word redeemed. But that. He used his blood to pay for us, in order to have us as free men and women, boys and girls, old and young, rich or poor, in order for us to be free, Jesus had to pay for it. So he bought us from the slave market. Hallelujah. Oh, there are so much things Jesus did on the cross, a lot of things. But we're going to talk some of them tonight, and then we're going to pray, you know, and appropriate them into our lives. He gave us, he redeemed us. Then the scripture says, he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. This is very important. This is very important. Cross, he became sin, that we, through his crucifixion, will become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I shared with you the other day that the scripture says that our righteousness is a filthy rag. It's not going anywhere. Okay, let's assume that you are righteous. Let's assume that you are holy. Let's assume that you are righteous. The Bible condemns that your righteousness. The Bible says that your righteousness is filthy rag. You don't need it. It's not going anywhere. It's not taking you anywhere. It's not acceptable to God. God does not need it. So the righteousness that Jesus Christ provided on Calvary 3 is the acceptable righteousness, because it is coming through the blood of the Lamb. Without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission of sin. Which blood is going to be shed? Is it your blood? Or the blood of goats and blood of bulls in the Old Testament? Those bloods are imperfect. So we have a better covenant in the New Testament. Jesus brought a special blood, the blood that has no stain, the blood that has no sin on it. That is the blood that was used for our salvation. And it came to the cross of Calvary. That's why the scriptures have told us that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because we don't have righteousness. We don't have our own holiness. We don't have it. And even if you have it, the Bible already condemned it, that it is not needed and it has nothing to do. And God does not even look at it. It is unpresentable. It's unacceptable. So the real righteousness is imputed righteousness. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. Let me demonstrate it in another way. It's like when you say honorary degree. Now, honorary degree, you really did not go into the hall to write the exam. to earn that degree, but it was presented to you as a gift. The other day, somebody was doing honorary citizenship. He didn't have to go for interview. He didn't have to face questions. He didn't have to go to immigration. It was bestowed on him. You are the honorary citizen of Maryland. You are welcome to the United States. You are now a citizen, and it was a certificate, naturalization certificate, signed and stamped, and was presented to him. You are now a honorary citizen of the United States. You didn't go for interview. You didn't go, no question and answer. You didn't go anything. It is just yours. If you want to work for it, you will go and be filling form. When you fill form, then you go through interview. Then they do biomedics and do a lot of things to accept you, you know, as a citizen. But there is honorary citizenship. So the salvation with God was presented to us by God. By grace are we saved through faith. It is not of works, lest anyone should boast. By yourself, you cannot save yourself. You need a savior. You need a redeemer. You need a deliverer. You need one who is holier. The one whose blood is not stained. The righteous one to come and pull you into righteousness with God. That's not all. The scripture also says that Jesus Christ was rich in glory, but he came into this world and he died poor on the cross, that we, through his poverty, we become rich, which means redemption or salvation, that on the cross, Jesus also took away our poverty. So we don't even have poverty. I like that. Jesus took away our poverty. So poverty is not for us. It's not our own. It's not our property. Jesus was rich. But on the cross, he became poor that we, through poverty, we become rich spiritually, physically, financially, materially, in every way. We become rich in Christ Jesus. So, the salvation is all round. It was not a partial salvation. It was not a partial deliverance. One day I saw a flyer. They call it Total Deliverance. That was the title of the crusade, Total Deliverance Crusade. I said, yes, that is what Jesus did, Total Deliverance. All around that, every area of us, Jesus intervened with him. He conquered death, conquered sickness, conquered devils, conquered demons, trampled them under feet. And when he resurrected, he gave us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 3, he said, Christ has made us king and priest. Revelation chapter 1 verse 6. That statement was repeated in Revelation chapter 5 verse 10. He said, Christ has made us king and priest. Which means the salvation Jesus provided for us on Calvary Tree was our promotion. It was upliftment. It was upgradement. We are updated. He said, Christ has made us kings and priests, queens. You see the promotion? He is the glory and the lifter of our head. Promotion cometh neither from the east nor west or south, but from him. So it was not just he died on the cross, saying we got born again, and that's it. No, it's more than that. It's more than that. Even that Galatians 3:13-14, he said he redeemed us from the curse of the law, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon us. See, that's another aspect again. Galatians 3:13-14, Christ has redeemed us from the curse, the curses that were placed on us, curses that we inherited from the days of Adam and Eve, curses that we got from parents, from, because you know how people curse people, you know, enemies, people who don't like you, they can go and place curse on people. But thank God, Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law. From every curse that anybody is pronouncing anywhere, Christ has redeemed us from all of them, so that the blessings of Abraham might come upon us. These blessings are spiritual, physical, financial, material, marital, family blessings. These blessings are there for you and I to receive and claim and appropriate them. Scripture says that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and it hath no sorrow.
I did no sorrow.
You know, Jacob knew that he was going to be blessed. So he started by using crook and nook to claim blessings. He lied that he was Esau, whereas he was Jacob. In order to claim blessing, he had to lie. See, that's not how God, that's not the blessings of God yet. The word of God says, the blessings of the Lord make it rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. If you have to feel, in order to get blessing, that's not the blessing of God. If you have to lie, you have to see before you get blessing, that's not the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of God makes it rich and it adds no sorrow to it. So on that cross, Jesus took away the curse from us that we might inherit Abraham's blessing. We inherit Abraham's blessing because of Jesus. Why are some people not experiencing the blessings of God? They are not coming out with God yet. They are one leg in the devil, one leg in church, one leg in God, and God is not going to walk with us. He wants us to totally give our lives to him. To totally surrender everything about us unto him. That blood is still flowing today, washing away all our, you can still come under the blood. The blood was shed for salvation and healing and deliverance. That you may have life and life more abundant. On the cross, we are promoted from just being ordinary people. The Christ has made us kings and priests. The one thing that can happen to you is that you don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. It's a serious matter. Because someone is going to take advantage of that situation. Jesus asked his disciples, who do men think that I am? Who do you think that I am? He asked his disciples. And all of them began to speak. One of them said, the people believe that you are one of the prophets, like Elijah or Elisha. Some of them said, you are a rabbi, a teacher, a religious leader. All of them began to guess, and they were all guessing wrong. Then Peter came and said, I know who you are, Jesus. I have a clear revelation of who you are. You are Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus was so excited that Peter able to define who Jesus really is. We don't know who we are in Christ Jesus. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy people, a peculiar nation. We are the chosen one. So we are special. We are not people to be toyed around. And that was what David was doing in 1 Samuel 17. In 1 Samuel 17, the whole army of Israel, they could not conquer Goliath. And they got stranded. David came and said, what is going on? And all of them shouted on David, you little David, go home, go home. You are too smart to be here. You are not supposed to be here in the front of the war. Little David, go home, go home. David said, hold on, hold on, hold on. Don't call me little David. Let me show you my report. Conquered bears, I've conquered lions, I've conquered. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that I will not be able to conquer? I will conquer this one as well. See, David was defining himself. I'm a child of the Most High God. I've been washed with the blood of the Lamb. The anointing of God is upon my life. Touch not the Lord's anointed. I'll do my prophet no harm. David was defining himself. Let me warn you. Don't ever let somebody define who you are. Because more of the time, they are going to define you with their narrow eyes, narrow-mindedness. The myopic, they have no idea who you are. So they are going to define you wrongly. You said, little David, go back home. That young man is not little David. He has conquered and conquered before. So David was defining himself. I know who I am. Greater is he that is in me than the devil that is in the world. God is with me, so I am I'm a winner. I'm a more than a conqueror. I'm an overcomer. These on second side, Goliath, is not going to win this battle. I'm going to slay him and receive the victory. See, David defined himself. He defined himself. Don't let anybody define you. No, don't let anybody, nobody should define who you are. They are going to say it wrong. They're going to say the wrong thing about you. They don't know you. Kerekopla of your own life. I like that. Reverend Dr. Kenneth Copeland, I like that. He said you are the prophet of your own life. Let nobody define you. You are to define yourself. You say, little boy, David should go home because he's a small boy. You say, little David, he has a big God. David has a big God that is walking with him. How dare you tell David to go back home? He's not going back home. He's going to conquer this Goliath right before your eyes. And David stood up to the occasion. See, Christ has made us king and priest. Now, if I call you a king or a priest or a queen, do you know what you would do? You would just say that, no, I'm not a king. I know many people would do that. Because look at Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. He says, Christ has made us king and priest. Then he repeated it in Revelation chapter 5. Verse 10, Revelation 5, verse 10, he repeated it again. Christ has made us kings and priests, which means on the cross we were promoted. Jesus promoted us with the salvation. He provided our redemption of uplifting, upgrading, updating us. Christ has made us queen and prince of the Most High God. That's who we are. If you cannot define who I am, I'm not going to allow you to define who I am. If you do, you may get it wrong. And when you get it wrong, I'm not going to be annoyed. I'm not going to be angry. And that is because it doesn't really matter what you say. I'm not moved by what I hear. Hallelujah. I'm only moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I hear. Hallelujah. I'm only moved by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you don't know who I am. So you have made your mistake. That's okay. That's okay with me. I'm all right. But your definition of who I am is not what I am. I am what God says I am. I have what the word of God says I have. And I can do what the word of God says I can do. That's what it is. That's what it is. As a believer, you are what God says you are. You can do what God says you can do. You have what God says you are. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am a winner. I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am a winner. I'm not a loser.
A loser.
I am what God says I am.
Yes, I am.
Yes. So, on the cross, Jesus upgraded us. Jesus uplifted us. He's the glory and the lifter of our head. That's what David was talking about in Psalm 3. Psalm 22:3. He is the glory and the lifter of my head. He is the glory and the lifter of my head. For thou, Lord, art a shield to me, my glory and the lifter of my head. He is the glory and the lifter of my head. He is the glory and the lifter of my head.
The lifter of my head.
For thou, Lord, art a shield to me, my glory and the lifter of my head.
The lifter of my head.
Yeah, that what King David was talking about in Psalm 22:3. Says, see, the devil wants to beat your head down. You'll be walking around with long face. That's what the devil wants. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Eh? God is the glory and the lifter of your head. Promotion
my
comes
head.
Either from the east or west
head.
Or south, but from God. God said he lifts up one and put down another. Oh, yes. He says, God, say, I lift up one and I put down another. But I got good news for you. On the cross of Calvary, by the death that Jesus died for us, he promoted us, he uplifted us, he upgraded us, he updated us. We are now king and free of the Most High God. Let nobody define you. Please. Let the word of God define you. I'm more than conqueror. That's what I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. I'm more than conqueror.
That's what I am.
I am a new creation. Learn to define who you are. Learn to define who you are. Learn to define who you are. Don't let somebody define you. They are going to define you wrongly. They have no idea who you are. They want to talk you down. They want to beat your head down. They want you to walk around long space. So David was proclaiming that God is the lifter of and the glory and the lifter of my head. God is the glory and the lifter of my head. Promotion cometh neither from east nor west nor south, but from God. Psalm 75 verse 6. So on the cross on Calvary, Jesus Christ uplifted us, he upgraded us. He enthroned us, divine enthronement. What Bishop David Oyedepo called divine enthronement. Divine enthronement. We were enthroned by the Almighty. He upgraded us. He uplifted us to a new level. We are no longer where we are. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We give God glory, praise for the cross of Calvary. Yes, we are going to pray, and then Mama is going to take the next 30 minutes. Our prayer is going to be, God, I know that on the cross, you have upgraded me. You uplifted me. You set me free, you saved me, you healed me, you delivered me, and you blessed me. I receive it. I receive what you did for me on Calvary Street over 2,000 years ago. I receive it into my life, into my family, the salvation, the deliverance, the healing, the blessing, the promotion, the upliftment, the upgradement, the enthronement of Jesus Christ. Provided for me on Calvary Tree over 2,000 years ago when he died. For my sake, he shed his blood for the remission of my sins by his stripes I was healed. I receive it and I appropriate it into my life. Yes, that we pray everybody, that we pray. pray now in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, they must stay, 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 I was tired of what Christ did for me on the cross of Calvary. Oh, Lord God, I appreciate it, Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. You suffer so that I will not suffer. Oh, Lord God, you upgraded me, you promoted me to the king and priest. Oh, Lord God of heaven, I receive your blessing and greatness, oh, Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. Your protection of the blood of Jesus you shed on the cross of Calvary. O Lord God, for my redemption and the redemption of my family. O Lord God of heaven, I give you glory, I give you honor for the blood of Jesus' possession is used in redeeming us. Thank you for my salvation that I'm able to fellowship with you. I'm among the saints, I'm among the brethren. I'm among the kings, I'm among the priests. I thank you, Jesus. I will never suffer, but you have suffered for me and my family. My family will not suffer. In the name of Jesus, the glory of God will be upon us. O Lord God of heaven, the power of cross of on Calvary, O Lord God, you will continue to empower us with the power of cross on the Calvary. We will not be put to shame. We never be disgraced in life. The one has clear is my God, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. We don't know to hold this, O Lord God, we will not be subject to mockery in life in the name of John. And we be blessed doubly, double honor, double blessing. Because you suffer on the cross of Calvary, I will no longer suffer. I will go from glory to glory, from success to success, from achievement to achievement. I will always be on the top and not beneath. I will be lending and not borrow. In the name of God,
we are great.
All causes is broken. Concerning my life and the life of my children and my entire family, Father and Mia, they are not to be called. They are to be blessed. That's one of the benefits of the cross, that the cross is broken over our lives and blessing, and the curses has been turned into blessing. To live the glory forevermore in Jesus' name. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, the blood that conquers Satan in our lives. Thank you for we are able to cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. And we are saved, O Lord God of heaven. Thank you for giving us to use the blood of Jesus on the lintel and doorpost of our houses. For our safety, that is no destruction in our lives in Jesus' name. Mighty God, we are glorified for we are kings and we are priests. We find ourselves in a position of honor and a position of glory. You'll be glory forevermore. Oh, Father, thank you for dying for me. You say, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. I'm the anointed of God. I'm a minister of God. Nobody can touch me because Jesus Christ has died on the cross of Calvary to lay his life down for me and my children. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, I'm your servant. Say you are interested in the prosperity of your servant. O Lord God of heaven, all glory, all honor, all majesty belongs unto you. Thank you for all the benefits of the blood of John, the benefits of Calvary, that it is mine and that of my children and their family, and for everybody all over the world. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father, for all this. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Yes,
amen.
Thank God for saying that word of God. We thank God. So over to our Honorable Lady Evangelist Alain Kalawa to share with us what God has made in her heart today. Let's welcome her to share with us in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. I give you glory. I give you honor. I magnify and exalt your name concerning today's reading and teaching. that you are the teacher, you teach and instruct me and counsel me, O Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name. Mighty God, you are glorified. Today's topic is the unfailing love and faithfulness of God. Unfailing love and faithfulness of God. This can be seen in Psalm 89. Psalm 89, from verse 1 to the end. David knows the faithfulness and unloving, unfailing love of God. David said, I will sing of the Lord's unfailing love forever. Young and old will hear of your faithfulness. Your unfaithful love will last forever. The unfaithful love of God lasts forever in our life. Your faithfulness is as enduring as the heavens. It's always good to be faithful. Verse 3. The Lord said, I have made a covenant with David, my chosen servant. The purpose of the death of Jesus Christ is to have covenant with us that we must be born again. I sworn to this oath to him. I will establish your descendant David as king forever. We were told that we are kings and priests. They will sit on your throne from now until eternity. Our children will be in higher position than us in life. All heaven will praise your great wonders, Lord. God is the God of wonders. Myriads of angels will praise you for your faithfulness. For who is in all of heaven cannot be compared with the Lord God Almighty. Nobody can be compared with God. What mightiest angel is anything like the Lord? The highest angelic power stand in awe of God. He is far more awesome than all who surround his throne. O Lord God of seven armies, is the heavenly armies that are fighting for us. Is there anyone as mighty as you, O Lord? None. You are entirely faithful. God is entirely faithful. You rule the oceans. You subdue their storm, tossed waves. God is the one that subdued the storm in our life. You call it the great sea monster. You scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. The mighty arm of God scatters our enemies. The heaven are yours, and the heart is yours too. Everything in the world is yours. You created it all. We are all created by God Almighty. And what we benefit from the world is created by God. You created the north and south. Mount Tabor and Mount Hermon praise your name. We are to north, south, east, and west. Jesus is Lord. Powerful is your hand. Strong is your hand. Your right hand is lifted high in glorious strength. If this hand placed upon us, we are empowered. The right hand of God. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. We have to be righteous when we fellowship with God, when we are children of God by salvation. Unfailing love and truth walk before you as attendants. Emphasis on unfailing love and faithfulness. Happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship, for they will walk in the light of your presence. We all walk in the light of the presence of God on a daily basis. They rejoice all day long in your wonderful reputation. Day long rejoice. They exult in your righteousness. God is righteous. We must be righteous too. You are their glorious strength. We have no power of our own. Holy Spirit, we look unto you. Help us. That's why we should be asking for the power of the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. He said, when the Holy Spirit fall the sin of power, the power from above. It pleases you to make us strong. Yes, our protection comes from the love, from the Lord. Nobody can protect us, only God.
Yes.
And he, the only one of Israel, has given us our king. Long ago, you spoke in a vision to your faithful people. God speaks in visions. You said, I have raised up a warrior. We Christians, we must be warrior. We must fight the battle of the Lord. We must know how to pray. I selected him from the common people to be king. God will always single us out for greatness as king and priest. I found my servant David. I have anointed him with my holy oil. We oil must be anointed with oil from above. When we are anointed with holy oil from above, our cup will run over. The goodness of God will follow us. That's in Psalm 23, all the days of our life. The anointing oil of God is very, very important in our life. We have to anoint ourselves on a daily basis. I will steady him with my hand, with my powerful arm, I will make him strong. We need the strength of God to continue on this life journey. His enemy will not defeat him. We have no power of our own. It's God that is fighting a battle that does not allow the enemy to defeat us. Nor will the wicked overpower him. We are being empowered by God. So no wicked one can overpower us.
Yeah.
I will beat down his adversary before him and destroy those who hate him. God is always fighting on our behalf.
Amen.
My faithfulness and unfailing love, repeated, will be with him. That's David. And by my authority, he will grow in power. You have to make sure we grow in power. How do we grow in power? By being in the presence of God on a daily basis, reading the word of God, praising, praying. You cannot grow in power if you don't do all those things.
Yeah.
I will extend his rule over the sea, his dominion over the rivers. God has given us dominion. And we will maintain all this dominion.
Yeah.
And he will call out to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Yes, this period, we are going to Easter now. After next week, we are Easter, at the end of May, after next week is Easter. My God, the rock of my salvation. The purpose of Easter is about salvation. Salvation of soul. If thou shalt confess Jesus with your mouth and believe that he died and is risen on the third day, thou shalt be saved. Mouth confession. With your mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You have to confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and be saved so that we might be in the family of God.
Yes.
I will make him my firstborn son, the mightiest king on earth. And, hey, we have been told that we are kings and we are firstborns. We are firstborn. Like Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a firstborn. Some churches every year, they always do the firstborn prayer. Because there are a lot of firstborn in the Bible. And what happens to firstborn means prayer. Even Jesus Christ is a firstborn, really suffer on the cross. Reuben, that is a firstborn, was caused by his father. So
yes.
Many things happening to firstborn. Abel and Cain, Cain firstborn, Abel his brother killed him. So many things happen to firstborn, so that firstborn prayer is always prayed every year, once a year or twice a year, to retain the firstborn in their place of dignity and dominion.
Yeah.
My covenant with him will never end. If we are born again, the covenant of God will never end in our life.
Amen.
If you are born again, you are covenant children of God. Our case is different. What happens to others for evil will not happen to us because of the covenant. I will preserve and hear for him. His throne will be as endless as the days of heaven. That's the benefit of people that have covenants with God. But if his descendants forsake my instruction, we have to train our descendants to in the way of the Lord God Almighty, so that they don't forsake God's instruction and fail to obey my regulations. Our children, our grandchildren, they must obey the regulation of God. They must not fail to obey God. If they do not obey my decree and fail to keep my commands, our children, our generation after us, must keep the commandments of God. Then I will punish their sins with the rod. We are told in the book of Proverbs that whoever spared the rod hated his own child. When you punish with the rod, then you take away the disobedience, and their disobedience will beat him. But I will never stop loving him. That's what they call unfailing love of God. You must never stop loving God, and you must never stop loving people, nor fail to keep my promise to him. God, we too, we must keep our promises to people, because God did not fail to keep his promises for us. No, I will not break my covenant. I will not take back a single word I said. God will not break his covenant concerning us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
He will fulfill his promise concerning our lives.
Amen.
I sworn an oath to David, verse 35 of Psalm 89. And in my holiness, I cannot lie. We must live a life of holiness, no lying. That's the purpose of salvation. This Easter period. His dynasty will go on forever. His kingdom will endure as the sun. Everlasting blessing. It will be as eternal as the moon. My faithful witness in the sky. But now you have rejected him and cast him off. You are angry with your anointed king. He will not be rejected in Jesus' name. The anger of God will not be upon us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You have renounced your covenant with sin, and you have thrown his crown on the dust. Whatever the blessing God gives us will not be taken away from us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You have broken down the walls protecting him and ruined every fort defending him. This is what sin is doing in our lives. Sin makes the wall of protection around us to break down. Sin will not allow God to defend us. Everyone who comes along has robbed him, and he has become a joke of his neighbor. the thief has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We will not be robbed by the evil one. He has become a joke to his neighbor. We will not be subject to mockery in life, because that's part of what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. He has strengthened his enemies and made them all rejoice. The enemy will not rejoice over us. The enemies will not be strengthened because of our sin.
Yeah.
You have made the sword useless.
Yeah.
And refused to help him in battle.
Yeah.
Goliath. God empowered the sword of Goliath, the sword of David to kill Goliath. God help Goliath in battle. If we are still from sin, God will always help us in battle, and we strengthen our sword. What is our sword? The word of God we use in praying is our own sword. You have ended his splendor and overturned his throne. All these are because of sin. You have made him old before his time and publicly disgraced him. You will not be disgraced by God Almighty. That's the reason why we must keep the covenant of God Almighty and make sure we abstain from sin. And God be with us in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Yes, so we're going to pray. You lead us in some prayer.
We are going to pray. We are going to tell God. God Almighty, I need your faithfulness and your unfailing love in my life. Your faithfulness and your unfailing love in my life. Pray.
Let us
pray. Father, in Jesus' name.
We
need your faithfulness and your unfailing love in our life. Mighty God, we need your faithfulness and your unfailing love in our life. In Jesus' name, amen.
When and uphold us with our right and righteousness, Lord.
Remember your faithfulness and unfailing love in my life and in the life of my family in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are going to pray. We are going to pray unto God. Oh Lord God, remember your covenant. Your covenant concerning my life, oh Lord God of heaven, let my case be different. Let me be a covenant child of God. Remember your covenant. Let us pray.
Father God,
Father, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, remember your covenant concerning my life and the life of my children from generation to generation. Remember your covenant concerning my life and the life of my children and my entire family. Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
He said, they rejoice all day long in your wonderful, reputation, rejoicing all day long. A day may be short, but if one rejoices all day long, one is in good shape. Oh Lord God, no sadness in my day. Let me always rejoice all day long. Let us pray. Jesus, in Jesus' name, the mighty name of God, let me always rejoice all day long. Let there be no sorrow in my day. Oh Lord God, rejoicing in all my days, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. All heaven will praise your great wonders. We are going to pray. God, let heaven be open upon me, and let your wonders, your great wonders, be upon my life. Let us pray. Open heaven, great wonders in our life. In Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, your open heaven and great wonders in my life and that of my children and the entire family, Father and Mother, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Mm-hmm. They said the highest angelic power stand in awe of God. All day, all night, let angels of God be watching over us. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, the mighty name of God. All day, all night, O Lord God, let your angels of the Lord be watching over me and my family and my children in the name of God all day long. O Lord God, all the angels of the Lord God, mighty, from January to December, O Lord God, angels of the Lord will be watching over us in Jesus' name. Amen. God say, I will establish your descendant, the descendant of David as king forever. I will establish your descendant as king forever. They are going to pray generational greatness as king concerning me and my entire family. Let us say, to be a king is the highest position in life. Father, establish me and my generation to be king forever. Let us sing. Father, in Jesus' name, the mighty name of God. Oh, Lord God, you give my generation greatness as king. Me and my family and my children and their family, generational greatness concerning all of us. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pray. O Lord God of heaven, Hermes, I'm going to say, heaven, Hermes, always fight my battle and the battle of my family. Let us pray. Heaven, Hermes, always fight my battle.
Yes.
Let us pray.
Heaven, Hermes, fight my battle and the battle of my children and family.
Heaven and earth, fight our battles in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Fight my battle, heaven and earth. Fight the battles of my children and their family in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We are told that God subdue our storm. You subdue their storm. We are going to pray every storm in our life should be subdued by God Almighty. Let us pray.
In Jesus' name,
the mighty name of God. Every storm in our life, O Lord God, let it be subdued by God Almighty. Every storm in my life and the life of my children and entire family be subdued by God Almighty. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. We are going to pray. He pleases you. Amen. He pleases you to make us strong. We are going to pray. Strengthen me, Holy Spirit. Let me receive the Holy Spirit and let me be strengthened. Fill me with your power. Turn me to fire. Baptize me with fire. Deliver me by fire. He pleases you to make us strong. God Almighty, strengthen me and my entire family. Let your glorious strength be upon our lives. Father, in Jesus' name, your glorious strength upon our lives, O Lord God of heaven, strengthen us. Me and my family, and my children and their family, strengthen us. God Almighty, in Jesus' name, amen. Strengthen us with your glorious strength, me and my family, and my children and their family, in Jesus' name, amen. We are told that our protection comes from the Lord God Almighty, the only one. Our protection comes from the Lord God Almighty. We are going to pray, my protection, and the protection of my family comes from the Lord God Almighty. Let us pray. My protection and the protection of my family and my family. Let our protection come from the Lord God Almighty in Jesus' name. My protection and the protection of my entire family, let it come from the Lord God Almighty in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Walk in the light of your presence. We are going to pray, Father, on a daily basis from January to December. Let me be walking in the light of your presence, God Almighty. O Lord God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, let me be walking. Me and my family, and my children and their family, let us be walking in the light of your presence, Lord God Almighty, in Jesus' name. Amen. Salvation. And if you call unto me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. We are going to pray. The rock of my salvation, generational salvation in my family. Let me and my family be saved from generation to generation. That's what this Easter is from. Let us pray. Father, give us generational salvation of me and my family, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Righteousness.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank God for today. Yes, we welcome Pastor Joel Adeje Aboye from Nigeria. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. God continue to reward all of you in the name of Jesus. Everyone is welcome. God bless you all. Abundantly in Jesus' name. We are going to stop here. And then we have another section later tonight. I don't know when we start with that, by 10 p.m. But it's not compulsory. Those who can come in can keep coming. But we thank God for today. We want to thank everyone of you who were able to join this program today. And God reward you all abundantly. And may He continue to bless you all and your family, strengthen and uphold you. Your right, the right of righteousness. He continue to meet your needs and fight your battles for you and give you victory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's say the grace. May the grace of
the
our,
grace
Lord,
Jesus of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God,
and the sweet and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Yes, evening.
Shalom.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, my love to the family. Bye.
All right. Meet the people. Thank you, Lord. Unto the Lord be the glory, the King be exalted. Unto the Lord be the glory, great King be exalted. He has done greater things he do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Unto the Lord be the glory. Hallelujah, rejoice, hallelujah, rejoice. He does give us the freedom to rejoice. Hallelujah, rejoice. Hallelujah, rejoice. I am so glad Jesus has saved us.